This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Akron punk rock pioneer Buzz Click is coming home. The Hudson native was the lead guitarist for the Rubber City Rebels that shaped the Akron sound of the 1970s. Click, who left for Los Angeles with the Rebels decades ago, is playing one show tomorrow night at Jilly's Music Room with his band Buzz Click Adventure. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Buzz Click and the Devil Strip music editor Brittany Nader. Brittany, I'll start with you because you wrote a recent article about Buzz that covered the past and the present.
You know, a lot of people around here know the Akron sound. Like, we know Devo, The Waitresses, all those bands. And Akron does have this rich punk rock history, and the Rubber City Rebels were a really important part of that. And Buzz kind of talked about the Crypt, this venue that they kind of took over and gave these bands a place to perform. And I think some of that spirit is still kind of going on in Akron music.
Yeah, the Crypt was the beginning, I think. We have been aware of punk rock's beginnings in New York City at CBGB's. We were in a top 40 band called King Cobra, and we'd been copying these bands note for note, trying to perfect these songs, and we're talking to the owner of the Crypt, and he said, well, King Cobra's the only band that ever makes any money at this club anyway. You guys are the only guys that draw a crowd. And he said, you should just take it over. We said, okay, well, you know, what the heck? And you know, we're going, well, we know the Bizarros, we knew a couple of bands, we knew about Devo because Mark Mothersbaugh was working for King Cobra as our sound man. You know, as the Crypt went on, we found the rent that we had to pay, and so we only managed to keep the club open for maybe 6 months. And during that time, we had played a song called Rubber City Rebels, which was, you know, one of our new songs, because we were writing, that was one of the first batch of songs that we wrote. Rubber City Rebels. Talking with Stiv Bader from the Dead Boys, Stiv is going, well, that song you guys just played, we ended with it. He said, the Rubber City Rebels, that, there you go. I mean, you've already got a theme song. Now you guys will play that every time you ever play, you know. And so, oh, okay, you know. So now we had a record and we could go somewhere. And the first place we went was CBGB's, and we opened for the Dead Boys there.
You had this punk rock lifestyle, you know, after that, and now you're back to, like, your rock roots because you were doing, like, the top 40 covers in King Cobra,
right.
But now you're doing original, mostly originals in Buzz Click Adventure.
There's four Buzz Click Adventure CDs out now. Mm-hmm. I've been doing them every time the Rebels, we're one of those bands that come and go, you know. I think when we put out that Pierce My Brain record, it was the longest term between the first album and the second album, you know, because we did our Capitol album in 1980, and I believe that came out in 2005. In between, when we weren't doing anything, I still wrote songs. I've just been playing all this time, so, you know, I'd like to think it's more American hard rock.
And devil, you see it all just like a
How do you feel about your place in history here?
I'm shocked and surprised. I had no idea that we had a place in history.
Really?
Yeah. You know, our band, it's been the coolest thing to do. And I always tell people, well, we're more legendary than we are famous. But by any measure, my music career has been a blast because, you know, I mean, we've toured Europe. We've been to Japan. We've been all over the United States. We've put out records. We've been on major labels. We've been on independent labels. We put out our own records. We've had T-shirts and all of it. And, you know, being in a band, you never think you're getting anywhere, and you never think that you finally made it, and there's always one more hoop you got to jump through before something good is going to happen to you. And so you don't notice that you have a place in history or that somebody cares.
I don't want to be a punk no more. I don't want to be a punk no more.
That's Buzz Click of the Rubber City Rebels and Buzz Click Adventure and the Devil Strip music editor, Brittany Nader. You can find photos, links, and information about tomorrow night's Buzz Click Adventure show at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.